Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong. Radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Woo-hoo! And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
That's right, Bill. We will do it live.
Do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker. Chris Broussard will be joining us soon. And Rob G., our producer, I was going to say able-bodied. I know you hate when I say that.
So disrespectful. It's like a backhanded compliment.
No, it's not. Our producer, Rob G., Rob Guerra, will sit in with me until we get Chris. Rob G., how are you on this funky flashback Friday?
I've been better, Rob. I'm not going to lie and say I'm doing great because my team, the Las Vegas Raiders, once again found a way to snatch defeat from the heart of victory.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll get into that.
We will get into that. And I'm going to rip you because you said Baker Mayfield, this would be the last month of his NFL career.
He looks good.
He looked damn good last
night. Shut up, Alex.
Give it up. Give it up. Can you give me a little bit? Just a little bit.
This much.
All right.
This much.
I don't know about that. I got wings coming.
Oh, yeah.
What are we better, 40-piece?
No. You're going to get a 6-piece McNuggets combo is what you're going to get, Rob Parker.
No, we can't do boneless. Right, Alex? How did they walk? You got to have bones.
They got no bones.
You got to have the structure. All right. We're going to have talk to the Hall of Fame running back, Eric Dickerson, in the first hour. So we're looking forward to that. Let's welcome in Rob G., the Odd Couple crew. Because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him. Of course, as I said, Rob G., of course, is our producer. Alex is our engineer. And Mr. Steve DeSager is at the update desk. And Steve will keep us updated throughout the show. So let's do that. All right, Rob G, let's talk about last night. And I'm going to say this, because it was the fourth time this season that the Raiders have given up a double-digit halftime lead. This season, they lost a 20-0 lead at the half.
Yep.
17-point lead.
Yep.
Another 17-point lead. And last night here in Los Angeles, a 13-point lead. The crowd at SoFi was 80-20 Raiders.
Yep.
And guess what? The Raiders just farted in everybody's face. That's what they did today, last
night. Stinky.
It was stinky, Rob G. And I'm going to tell you this. Your owner, Mark Davis, I know he won't do it because he doesn't have the balls to do it. Josh McDaniels should be fired. I would have fired him today, but after the season. I know he just signed, Rob G, a new four-year contract. Mm-hmm. You got a new general manager in his first year. You want to have some continuity. But last night was as low as it gets. That was a big game. They could have won four in a row and had another chance at making it to the playoffs after a terrible start. Am I wrong?
No, you are 1,000% right, Rob. And I'll do you one better. It shouldn't have even gotten to last night's game against the Rams, which we'll dive to here in 1 minute. He should have been fired after they lost to the Jeff Saturday-led Indianapolis Colts, who went from the ESPN booth to the sidelines, had no prep whatsoever, even less than Baker Mayfield. His offensive coordinator had never called plays in his life. Not even on Madden football was he calling offense. And they went in there and beat the Raiders that week. That should have been the tarmac game
where
he got fired.
You're 100%. That was a bad one right there. But then they win the three in a row, right?
Yep.
Even though two of them were in overtime. Whatever, they won. They started winning. You mean to tell me that Baker Mayfield got out of a cab 5 minutes before the game with his uniform on, ran to the field holding his cleats?
That's why he didn't start, because he was still getting there. He was still jogging onto the field at that point.
He was in the traffic in L.A. He gets there, and he beats you.
Yeah.
This is terrible. How many times are you going to make excuses? Oh, well, Josh McDaniels, he just got here. Look at his last two stops as head coach. He started great in Denver, went downhill.
Yep.
And now here. Are the Raiders better than the team that went to the playoffs last year coming into the season? I'm talking about coming in.
No. The roster, absolutely.
Coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you add Devontae Adams, I'm sorry. That should have elevated you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? By him alone. And they added other players. They bolstered their roster.
Rob, we were talking about the AFC West being the best division ever in NFL history.
That's what we thought coming into the season.
Yep.
And, of course, the Raiders helped to bring it down.
With the Broncos.
And the Broncos. They were supposed to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
It is so bad. I just... Is it too soon? Where are you on Josh McDaniels? Am I overreacting?
No.
Am I just not at all. Everybody fire? I just, like, at some point, you either have to be a part. If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. I really look at it that way.
I totally agree with you. And Rob, I don't want to be one of those guys who's just like, see, I told you. Because when the hire was made, I told you and Chris, I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air, whatever, we talked about it. I said, I don't like it. Because you brought it up a few minutes ago. The only success that Josh McDaniels has ever had in the NFL is under Bill Belichick, who calls all the shots, with Tom Brady running the offense.
Yes.
Or when he was cheating in Denver, which we found out after the fact that one of the reasons why they started off 6-0 is because they were cheating. And that's why he got fired.
He did the same exact thing.
It's because he was cheating.
Yeah, the Broncos organization wasn't going to accept that.
Exactly.
When the league found out he was videotaping the signals from opponents.
Yeah, and that's what people forget about in the whole Josh McDaniels story is they think, yeah, he started off hot and it fizzled out. That's why he got fired. No, he got fired because he was cheating. He got caught cheating. Then he has the whole situation with the Colts where he agrees to the job and then backs out last minute and has them looking really foolish.
Right, they're left at the altar.
Exactly. And I think something like that says a lot about who you are with your character.
No, there's no doubt. And they overlooked it. They just said, oh, well, no.
Right, right.
He's a Belichick disciple. Not that guys from Belichick's tree have done well.
They haven't.
In the NFL. That's the other thing. Like, what? I get it. Normally, you take coaches from winning organizations.
Right.
I do understand that, right? They were around winning. Maybe it rubs off. Maybe they figure something out. But this is really bad. I cannot. And you said it last night. I mean, of course, the two teams that kill me every time I put up a significant bet are the Pistons and the Raiders. Because I bet that Jeff Saturday game.
Yes.
I thought there's no way Josh McDaniels and the Raiders are going to lose to a coach who just got the job a couple hours ago.
Right, right.
And, of course, they killed me.
Right.
They killed me last night, too.
Yeah, and anybody who's been following the Raiders or Josh McDaniels specifically could not have been surprised by the way things went down. I was talking in the back before we started the show to Crandall, one of the highlight editors here, and he's a Raiders fan, too. And did the Raiders make a lot of self-imposed mistakes? Absolutely. I mean, Cleveland Furl jumping encroachment on a punt, which would have got the Raiders the ball back when they were up 16-3 in the fourth quarter. The Jerry Tillery slapping the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hand after a sack.
What was that?
Which was unbelievably stupid. But even taking into all that stuff into account, the one reason why people, especially former NFL players like LeVar Arrington, who's a friend of the show, was on in the morning show on Fox Sports Radio. One of the reasons why he was okay with the Jeff Saturday hire was because he's like, Jeff Saturday is a leader of men. He knows how to motivate. This is what he's going to do. I don't know about the X's and O's, but that's one thing he can do. Josh McDaniels is the exact opposite. He's one of those guys who has cut his teeth as an offensive coordinator. And by all accounts, he knows how to draw up good plays. I'm not going to say he doesn't. That's how they won three straight coming into last night's game. But what he keeps showing repeatedly this season is he does not know how to prepare his team emotionally and mentally for what's going to happen. And when they get in situations where things start to go bad, he gets a tight tuchus and he doesn't know how to get them out of it.
And also, do they play like down the stretch? They're way too conservative, too,
yeah,
aren't they? Like, they're playing not to lose.
2-1 running the ball to passing last night.
Why?
In a passing league in 2022, where guys throwing the ball 60 times a game.
And you got Devontae Adams,
who
supposedly with Carr. That's his guy, right? He wanted
right.
him to be reunited.
Last week, he had 170-plus yards receiving and two touchdowns. Like, I don't understand. And they were even saying it during the broadcast. Last, I know we were on the show, but I went back and watched some of the highlights. They were talking about how it seemed like when they were up 13-3, going up to 16-3.
Right.
They're like, well, they're being very conservative here. They're not even trying to push the ball down the field.
And they could have, Rob G, like, knowing, like, go for it. Like,
yeah.
Let's, like, let them know you're not winning this.
Right. And their attitude instead was, well, to your point, Baker just got there. He's not going to be able to score.
He's not going to be
touchdowns.
Able to score. Right, right.
Are you kidding me? If we're up 10 points, it might as well be 50. So they're like, well, we're going to run the ball 40 times. We're only going to drop back to pass 20. And we're going to win this game 16-3. And then, lo and behold, a offsides here, a personal foul penalty there. Next thing you know, Baker Mayfield's marching down the field, not knowing the damn playbook, throwing touchdowns and beating us. It was just frustrating.
And that game-winning throw for that touchdown was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a defender right on the receiver, right?
But even Baker's like, I don't know why they were wet.
Because
no safety.
They played press.
Yeah,
right?
They had no safety.
That didn't make sense. The only play he can make is downfield.
Exactly. Why they have no timeouts. I don't
know. No timeouts. And what was it, a minute 38? Dude, you can't give it up. Not to a team like the Rams that had lost six in a row and was struggling, Rob G. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Josh McDaniels should be fired. He should be the next NFL on Fox analyst. He should not be an NFL coach.
I'm with you. I would have definitely let him go today.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not going to do it, and they said that they don't have the money to do it, which is shame on them that you're going to hold somebody around because of the money.
If there's such thing as a broke billionaire, that's Mark Davis.
He doesn't have the liquid money.
Doesn't have
right?
the liquid money.
Yeah, there's guys who have money, but it's all in paper. So, all right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. The Raiders. You're a Raiders fan? Are you happy with what's going on? Should Josh McDaniels get fired? Who's to blame for this mess? There's no way they should be this bad. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday Rob Parker, Rob G, Chris Broussard standing by. We'll hopefully check in with Chris pretty soon. So we'll do that and much more. We want to hear from you. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone across the great U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. On a funky flashback Friday, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Odd Couple's also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, that's 877-996-6369. We're talking about the Raiders. Just a terrible, awful loss last night against the Rams in L.A. with Baker Mayfield showing up 5 minutes before the game. I mean, it wasn't literally that, but that's what it felt like. And now the Raiders, who had won three in a row, are in trouble. I mean, how did you lose a game like that, that they should have easily won? It's happened for the fourth time this year. They've lost double-digit leads in the second half of games. Unheard of. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Rob, let's get out to the calls and see what America has to say about it. Let's start off with our friend, well, not Alex's friend, Leo in NYC. Leo, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, buddy?
Oh, guys, Rob P, Rob G, you guys can cry me a weaver. Wowzy, wowzy, woo-woo. What you guys did last night was betting malpractice. You guys said, hey, honey, let's get the kids' tuition and bet it on the Raiders, the lock of the century. The same guys that lost to Jeff Saturday on the first day at the job. As if they couldn't lose to like Rob to Baker Mayfield as soon as he landed at LAX, they only had time to go pick up some underwear at Ross like Rob Parker does. at this point, you know what, they have to give it up. You can't throw good money after bad money, but you know what? You're gonna have to get rid of a coach. I'm sure John Gruden's still on the books, and if you fire this guy and get another head coach, you're probably gonna have three head coaches that you pay next year. But he has to go. It's either him or Derek Carr. But the players know who the problem is. You can just cut or throw Derek Carr when you just signed Devante and got Devante because of the quarterback. So he has to go. He has to fall on the sword. You have to get rid of him. That's all I had to say.
No doubt. Thanks, Leo. Appreciate the call. 877-99 on Fox.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo-woo, Rob, in your face.
I know. Wowzy, wowzy, woo-woo.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's go over to the Bay Area. Steve is in San Jose. Steve, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's
double
happening?
Double the rhymes, double the fun.
No doubt. We're good. We're going to hold it down.
Hey, man, you know, so the only thing I got to say is Mark Davis is just way too distracted by shiny objects. Because the season that the Raiders had last year, starting out losing, the Gruden scandal, Ruggs tragedy, then Vic Fangio steps in, rights the ship, they end the season on a high note. And Mark Davis shows them the door. Just to bring in Josh McDaniels, whose head coach in May is a flop in Denver and a no-show in Indy.
Yep.
It does not make sense.
No, and Steve, they won their last four. They got into the playoffs, and he wanted a shiny new toy, Rob G. He wanted a name.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense for Derek Carr. I mean, Derek Carr is a big lightning rod for this whole thing because he's the quarterback, obviously. But I don't understand how at this point in his career, when you add a Devontae Adams, it's not like Aaron Rodgers where they took him away and it makes sense why he might be having
why
a little bit
struggling,
of slipping.
Right.
No, you add the best receiver in football and you take a huge step back as a quarterback.
Makes no sense.
Makes zero sense.
877-99 on Fox.
Let's keep it moving. Alex is in Spokane. Alex, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys, first-time caller. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate the support in Spokane.
Oh, you guys are awesome, man. And, yeah, so, no, it's depressing to be a Raiders fan anymore because you look at these coaches and, you know, we had a good thing going at the end of the year. We dumped it. You know, you add Devontae Adams, who, in my opinion, is probably the best receiver in the league, and Josh Jacobs is just absolutely on fire. And you add this coach who, you know, he failed in Denver, and I'm not going to take anything away because he wasn't there very long, but it's still the fact that anybody from Belichick just hasn't proved anything, in my opinion. And I just don't – it sucks to be a Raiders fan right now, and I wish we could fire him.
I hear you, man, Alex.
And, you know, and Derek Carr, he gets all the heat and – you know, I mean, a lot of this is schemes and the way you call plays, and playing lazy at the end of the game is not the way to do it.
You can't be scared to win, right? Thanks, Alex, for the call, Rob G. You can't be scared to win.
Absolutely. And you know what? I agree with everything Alex said except for one part where he says, I wish we could fire him. They can fire him.
Yeah, they can.
They absolutely can. They won't because, to your point, Mark Davis is the poorest billionaire in America.
Yep. He won't spend the money.
He won't do it. We got time for one more quickly. Andre's in Massachusetts. Andre, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, just to add on to what everybody else has said, we all know that attitude reflects leadership, and it's quite clear inside the locker room, outside the locker room. You got people, key players talking about, we just can't get over the hump, and it continues to be these self-inflicted wounds. The case in point is this. You can see it clearly. Brian Daboll, team believes in him. Team is competitive and winning. Mike McDaniel's in Miami. Team believes in him. They're competitive and winning. Josh McDaniels, you cannot get over on somebody else's swag. And that's what everybody else has been saying. Josh McDaniels lives on Bill Belichick's swag.
Right.
And people do not buy it. They don't follow him. You got to get out from under this poorest billionaire, or you're just going to subject another fan base to continual losing. Thanks for taking the call.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Andre. Appreciate it. All right. We've got the Hall of Famer, ED, Eric Dickerson, coming up next here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And Mr. Chris Broussard is back in the house. What's up, Chris?
I am great, man. I'm glad to be here. I apologize to you and the listeners and everybody for being late. You know how it is in New York, right? Our radio, our TV show, First Things First, went late because of the World Cup, like a 45 minutes extra.
Right.
And, you know, in New York, if you get out
5 minutes late, Chris,
right, it could mean an hour on your commute.
It is like that. Yeah, like if you don't hit your window,
yep,
you'll get derailed. All right.
And that's what happened. I missed the window, but I'm here now and we are joined by arguably the greatest to ever carry the rock, Eric Dickerson, Hall of Fame running back. Eric, welcome to the Odd
ED.
Couple.
What's up, guys? How you doing? What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
Great to have you,
good,
man. Great to have you. Let's get right to it.
Y'all got a new quarterback. Oh,
yeah, we know you bleed. You bleed blue and gold.
He's the Rambassador.
Right, right. So let me just put it this way. First of all, how concerned are you about Matthew Stafford's health going forward, right? Next year, we know he's going to play next year, but, you know, is he going to be able to play 2 years or even finish next season? How concerned are you about that? And secondly, if there's an issue with him, how comfortable would you be with Baker Mayfield stepping in for him? Because my guess is Baker's going to be the backup for the Rams next year.
Well, I'll say this much here. For answering your first question, that is a concern about Matt Stafford because, you know, Matt is older and he's been beat up. I mean, he took a lot of hits in Detroit. I mean, I think they say he has a spinal contusion or whatever, and then I think he has an elbow issue. But, you know, you never really get the full story. You guys know that as well as I do. You know, you're never going to get all of it, so you don't really know what's going on. I mean, and so going from that area over to Baker Mayfield, I mean, I think Baker's an adequate backup. Or who knows, he might be a starter. You know, I got to give Baker credit on one thing. You know, coming in and having one day of practice, not even a full day of practice. I mean, that's tough to come in and play. A whole new offense, everything is different. Audibles are different. I mean, he did a great job last night. I mean, and I'm not saying he's the answer, but I've always liked Baker. I like his grit. He's had, I think, six different offense coordinators or something like
crazy.
That. You got to think about that. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it really is. It's unfair to him because you think about a guy who's been in an offense his whole career. Like, let's take a Tom Brady who played for the Patriots pretty much his whole career till the last 3 years. I mean, when you have the same guy, the same routine, it makes it so much easier because you know your receivers, you know your offense coordinator, you know everything about it. Baker's been kind of moved around a lot. I think that Sean McVay can make him a better quarterback. I really believe that for sure. So if by chance he is our backup next year, and I mean, look, I think it was the best $1.3 million we're going to spend, you know.
Yep.
And the season, our season's done. I mean, we knew that. I mean,
right.
I mean, and it started with the offensive line. Our offensive line was little with injuries. And not even before that, they just weren't very good. But and even like yesterday, I mean, look, Crosby was getting held a lot. I mean, Haven's team was holding him to death. But, you know, he got away with it a couple of times. But, you know, that's football.
E.D., let me ask you, you were just talking about Sean McVay and coaching. I think Josh McDaniels, I cannot believe how bad the Raiders are. They've lost now four games this year where they had double-digit leads in the, you know, to start the, at half. They lost a 20-0 lead, 17-0, 17-point lead, 17-point lead again, and last night a 13-point lead. This team should be way better than it is. What's the issue here? Should Josh McDaniels be called to the carpet?
Man, most definitely. And I mean, I said that from the beginning. Look, Josh McDaniels may be a nice guy. I don't know him, nothing like that. But it's not about being nice. It's about winning football games.
He might be a great guy, but
we all know what did it come down to? It's about winning. It's not about how nice a guy you are. Right. There's a lot of nice guys out there. But you got to win a football game. And me personally, I mean, I thought the Raiders were going to be a lot better than this, a lot better. And you're right. They've blown some leads. Like, let me tell you, that game yesterday, I got Raider guys who were Raider fans, and I played for the Raiders, but I got guys who are big Raider fans. And they went to bet. I said, man, we can't beat y'all. I just tell them, we ain't going to win that football game. I'm not going to take that bet. But you know what they did and what they do? They let teams hang around. Right. If you let a team hang around, they teach you that in football. Let them hang around. Sooner or later, you're going to get beat. And I was on my way home. I didn't see the game. The rest of the game, it was 16-3 when I left. I said, let me get out of here. It was third quarter. Fourth quarter. I looked at my phone, and I said, wow, we're on the 22-yard line. I was just seeing, well, you know, I didn't actually see the game, but I saw, you know, like a meter. They're on 22-yard line. I said, well, we got a chance to score. I said, we score. I said, it was like 6 minutes left. I said, we might get the ball back and score again. Sure enough, we scored. Okay. I'm like, wow, I said, score. So I didn't watch anymore. I called my best friend. I said, man, what you going to say? I said, turn, let me see what's going on with that game. He said, man, the Rams, they tied up. I said, they tied up? I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, yeah. I said, they finna win with an extra point. I'm like, the Raiders let them hang around is what happened in that football game. You can blame that game on Tillery for that dumb thing he did, knocking the ball out. That was dumb. That was very dumb. But that's not why they lost. They lost that football game because they didn't put the Rams away. That's why they lost that football game. And then that's just simple, plain and simple.
Eric, I mean, you got to be one of the best people on the planet to ask this question to. And Rob and I, as we've watched the Cowboys, we have said, I mean, look, Tony Pollard is just clearly better than Ezekiel Elliott at this point. Not that Zeke isn't worthwhile. Not that Zeke shouldn't play. We do think that we recognize the value in both of those guys. Obviously, mm-hmm. Zeke gets some of the tough yards and takes a pounding. And Pollard is a great breakaway back. I actually think Pollard might be one of the best running backs in the league. What are your thoughts on that dynamic? And, you know how it is when you're a really good running back. You want the rock. And I credit them for getting along well, but if I'm Tony Pollard, would you be a little frustrated that you want more touches?
I'm going to say that a young me would be. I'll say this much here. When I think about best backs in the league, I think a guy who doesn't get the credit to me is Nick Chubb. I think he's probably one of the best backs in the National Football League.
What about Jonathan Taylor? Is he up there?
Jonathan Taylor, Chubb.
Jacobs is tough.
Derrick Henry. Right. But I'll say this much here. You know, Tony Pollard's a good back. And he's a very good back. But you got to understand, when you become the guy, you now the game plan is strictly for you. Let's say they don't play. Let's say they give Zeke 5 or 6 carries. The game plan is strictly for you. Now you're taking all those hits right up the middle. You're taking a swing pattern. You got to pick up the blitzing linebacker. You're taking all those hits. To me personally, I don't think Pollard is ready for that job yet. You know, I don't. But I'm not with the Cowboys. I don't see him every day. I don't know his
body.
They
seem to feel the way you do. Yeah, they seem to think he's not.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's ready to take those some games, you know what? You gotta just take it up inside. Ain't no outside. And then they hidden out there. They're hidden. So, you know, are you ready to take the ball 25 or 30 times, and most of them going to be up the gut? Sometimes you're going to get stuff. You might have to make the tough yard. To me, Zeke is still that guy. I mean, for sure, Pollard is faster. He's quicker. He's younger. But is he ready to take over full-time? Me personally, I don't think so. But I'm not with the Cowboys, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's getting, what was the last game, Chris? 7.5 yards a carry. Zeke is under
he's
four.
Close to
yeah,
six,
it's just what you just look at it.
But who's doing it? But Zeke is beating the defense up. They got to tackle him. To me, Zeke is getting the yards inside and still got to hit him.
I mean, it's a good duel.
They're good together.
There's no doubt. They're good together.
They're good together. And think about it, the more times you get Tony Pollard hit, the more chance you have him getting hurt too. And you don't want that right now. Look, you're trying to make a playoff run. It's getting closer to this playoff time. The Cowboys are going to the playoffs. They're a hot team. You don't want to take a chance on him getting hurt.
Last thing, Eric. How disappointing is just how the Rams season fell apart? And it started from week one. You know, they got destroyed by Buffalo right out the gate. So even before the injury started happening, they just got – are you surprised that – they went from where they were last year, you know what I mean, winning a Super Bowl, to being here now, which is playing out the string.
You know, Rob, man, yes and no. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be good, but I didn't think it would be this bad. But, you know, one of the things is that you can't foresee injuries. You can't foresee them. I don't care how great your team is. If you get the starters hurt, the guys get hurt, it messes up the season. It does. Basketball, baseball, football, whatever sports you play, because now you got the backups in. And remember, that's why the word they're backups. They're not that good. Some of the backups aren't that good. Then in some cases, sometimes the backups are better, but on average, they're not. And our offensive line has been decimated with injuries. And on top of that, the line was not great anyway. But you start with your offensive line. You can't protect the quarterback. You're getting Stafford killed. Just like last night. I mean, lucky Baker Mayfield is, you know, pretty elusive, and so is Wolford. But if you can't block the guys up front, you got a problem. So am I surprised? Yes and no, but I didn't think we'd be this bad. I thought we'd be a little bit better.
Right.
But with all the injuries, I'm not shocked. I mean, you look at the injuries, I'm just not shocked. We're pretty beat up.
All right, that's our man, the Hall of Famer.
Appreciate
Eric
you, ED.
Dickerson. Yes, thanks, ED. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. The Minnesota Vikings, are they the worst 10-2 team in NFL history? I got to hear Rob Parker's thoughts on that. Are they worse than the 11-0 Steelers a couple years ago? That's next on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios.
As I always tell you, fellas, of course I can't. Wait a minute. I misplaced my glasses. I can't see the screen.
All right, it is the iCouple.
Rob G's got it.
Because I also endorse Gillette razors, by the way. Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk, like Alex does. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect. Put some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
I'll drop my pants right here.
That's right. And with that in mind, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Last night, Chris, those Raiders got me. I was 2-1 last night. Could have had the hat trick, but they can't beat the lowly Rams with Baker Mayfield showing up 5 minutes before the game. I mean, just a killer. He got out of the cab. He had his spikes in his hands, Chris, and he was running.
They threw him the playbook, you know what I mean? As right. He's running.
Get out there! My God. But anyway, I was 2-1 last night, so that was the only saving grace. Remember, BetMGM, if you want to throw some shekels down, it's always a great place. I'm on my way to MGM Grand in Las Vegas tonight. So I'll be hanging out there starting tonight. All right, I got best bet. I'm taking the Cavs -3.5, Chris, against the Knicks. No, the Kings. I'm sorry, the Kings. And then I got the Knicks -3.5 down in Charlotte against the Hornets. And I'm taking the Pacers -4. They host the Wizards. There you go. So Cavs, Knicks, and Pacers. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Thank you, Rob. And one of the surprising lines this weekend is that Minnesota, which is 10-2.
I found them, Chris.
Rob,
there they are.
Yep. Is an underdog. Now, granted, they're playing at Detroit, but the Lions are just 5-7. And they're the Lions, for goodness sake. But they are a 1.5 favorite over the Vikings. And, Rob, you've watched the Lions as much as anyone over the last few decades. Are you stunned by this? You think this is an insult to the Vikings? Think this is a ridiculous line? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is Las Vegas trying to fool people. I really do. Like, what do they know? Wait a minute. You know what I mean, Chris? Like, because you should bet. It's not like the 10-point spread or something. You should bet Minnesota 10-2, right? You should bet Minnesota. It's like they want you to bet the Lions, like there's something that they know. I don't know what it is. I've been looking. Is there some major injury I don't know about? Minnesota, I guess, and the Lions. I guess the Lions have played them closer. Minnesota, all their games are one-score games or whatever. But I expect Minnesota to win by at least a touchdown. I would be surprised if the Lions win this game. I really would be.
I'm picking the Lions.
Really?
I've said all year, and you know this, that I think they're better than their record was. Now, obviously, when it got really bad, it was just like, you can't say that, but so much. But now they've really started to show that. and they've won four of their last five. And some of those wins are some good wins. I mean, the Giants, you know, are a playoff team right now. And they beat the Giants by basically a couple touchdowns. Bears, Packers, you know, Packers are a desperate team. Not that good, but desperate and, you know. And even before, Rob, early in the year when the Lions weren't winning games, they had Minnesota beat. They were up 24-14 in that game and lost 28-24. And we know they've had, you know, one of the best offenses in the league this year. Defense is still at the bottom.
Yeah, defense
but it's certainly
is
playing
bad.
Better. Yeah, it's certainly playing better than it was earlier. And I think the Vikings are not as good as their record, Rob. And so, yeah, I mean, I feel good. I mean, I don't think it's an automatic. Certainly the Vikings are a good team, and Detroit's not like a world beater.
I think this is,
but I do think they're good enough to win this game. And they're actually playing for something, Rob. They're still alive.
Yeah, I think this is the game that people buy into the Lions, like, okay, and then this is the one where they lay an egg, and then you go, okay, yeah, they're really not that good. I'm going to say that the Vikings beat them, and beat them by at least a touchdown, maybe 10 points. I'm not buying them.
If the Lions lose a close game, I don't think it'll mean they're not legit, but we'll see.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.